Allison.
Evan.
That was a curveball. I didn't see that one coming.
You know what we did see coming, though? This episode of Batch Please.
Bow, 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 bow.
Welcome to Batch Please. I'm Allison Gunnell.
And I'm Evan Delaney. And unlike the date between Tayshia, Bennett, and Noah, we're both still here.
We are both still here.
Although technically, that might change soon, but we'll get to that.
We'll get to it.
And that's where the actual episode started, was the, mm-hmm. the pickup of the drama last week.
Sure was.
Between Tayshia, Bennett, and Noah. Here we get the part where she pulls them aside one by one.
Yes.
She takes Bennett first.
Yeah, she takes Bennett first, talks to Bennett, kind of asks him about the present that he gave to Noah, and kind of roasts Bennett. Like, I thought she was way harder on Bennett than she was on Noah, and I do not think that's fair at all.
I don't know. I feel like he's technically the older, supposed to be more mature. She probably had higher expectations for him. I think that kind of even came through when she told Noah that, like, I don't know if you're ready for marriage at the end of this. So I think there was that expectation to it.
Honestly, she should have just sent both of them home.
I agree.
That would have been better.
I think, too, when the thing she got on Bennett about the most, though, was questioning her integrity. And she, like, really went through some mental gymnastics to get to that point.
I don't think at any point, I mean, I don't think Bennett was innocent by any means, but I don't think at any point he questioned her integrity. I mean, maybe
integrity.
He
said that weird.
I know, I did.
Okay, so we're keeping that in. I knew we're taking it.
Maybe
we're keeping
he questioned her decision making.
But
I don't know when integrity was ever a question at all.
And, like, honestly, Bennett was just talking trash. Like, I'm cool with that.
I know, he was, I know. I mean, granted, he is older and, like, grow up, but also, I feel like, not to make an excuse for it, but when you get in that environment, I feel like all bets are kind of off.
Yeah, and he went into the EQ conversation with her, and I thought that was funny. And, like, you could tell she just did not give two Fs about it.
No,
like, you
at
see
all.
In her eyes, it just had this vapid look of, like, get this over with, man.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing was just super painful, and I think it would have been better if she was like, you're both annoying, you're both being dramatic and immature, and you're both going home. I don't understand why. Well, okay, so then she gave the rose to Noah. Well, no, she didn't give the rose to Noah, actually. She told Bennett, I'm not giving you the rose.
Bennett got sent home.
Bennett was shocked. Like, he was literally shocked. And then she came back, and Noah's, like, pounding Tic Tacs, like, all right.
And how many do you think he took in,
like,
one swig?
Like 12.
At least.
And then she was...
How fresh do you think that breath was?
Well, though? He was counting his chickens before they hatched a little bit there with his thinking they were going to make out and get the rose.
That's
and,
true. It was like a celebratory Tic Tac chug.
Yeah. And she was like, just so you know, like, this isn't exactly a victory for you. Like, it does not mean that you're sticking around. I'm not giving you the rose either. We're just going to wait and see.
Yeah. Yeah. And she kind of laid out those concerns that he might be immature, that he's always the common denominator in the drama, and he was sort of, I don't know, atoning for that in a sense. He's like, oh, I don't know how it happens, but it's just, I don't think that he's gonna make it to the end, and I
absolutely
think
not.
And I think the only reason he made it through the rose ceremony is because he's the one kind of element of drama left in this show. Like, there's really
no more. That's the only reason Noah is left, is for the element of drama and surprise when the other dudes were like, oh my God, Noah's staying another week.
Because no one else is going to cause drama. The storyline from here on out is going to be, Tayshia's got 5 or 7 now, soon to be 4.
It gets
great dudes.
Real serious, real quick. And,
like,
Noah's
everyone
not
here is them. pretty solid.
I would agree.
And Noah, I think Noah and Blake are, like, the weak links of this, if
you
ask me.
Yeah, they're the two that it no longer makes sense that they are there at all.
Yeah. So we move to the cocktail party after that. Noah is still available, eligible, whatever. He also, like we said, gets the rose. But this is kind of a good chance for us to see people like Riley. He has the 1 week anniversary, which I thought was kind of cute.
I thought that was adorable.
Even
that
though
was
I
so
think
cute.
Like, it's sort of like middle schoolish to have like 1 week anniversaries and stuff.
It is, but people like...
It's a different environment.
You eat this shit up on the show though. Like, that's so cute. And yeah, it is a different environment because 1 week in real life is like, who cares? 1 week in this is like half the time.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's true. That's true.
It's kind of a long time.
What do you think is the 1 week anniversary? Because you have like what?
But how is it only a week? Haven't we watched like 5 episodes?
Look.
There's no way it's only been 1 week unless that was actually a clip from earlier in the season.
I don't
know. Or something
know.
And they just like placed it in this week. There's no way.
Honestly, this entire year feels like a time warp. Bachelor edit where like I True. Don't know how things work, so it doesn't
mean anything.
It could be their 1 day anniversary and it would still feel like a lifetime.
You're correct.
She got some Mac on with Ben, with Brendan.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Zach.
Oh yeah, her fave boys.
I couldn't tell if they're bitten or not, but there was when Ben is Ben a bad kisser. It's kind of what
no,
it sounded like.
He was like, oh, I'm so bad at this. I think we should try again and practice more. He was
goofing,
just bitten around.
Just goofing.
Yeah,
okay,
just goofing.
That's fine. I support that goofing.
Also, Ben is now showing up on my TikTok For You page constantly.
Really?
So, yes.
Interesting.
He's being very popular with the TikTok crowd.
Good TikToks?
Yeah. Yeah, I like him. I mean,
on a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate?
It's hard because I'm thinking about the other Bachelor Nation TikToks I've seen,
mm-hmm.
which are like... Peter the Pilot, horrifying.
Yikes.
Chasen, horrifying. Oof. Tyler C is the only one that I like better.
Of course.
But obviously. The Tyler C, Hannah Brown, Quarantine Crew with Matt James from earlier. Other than that, I like him.
Yeah.
I like his TikToks.
So we get to the rose ceremony. Ed's gone.
Yeah.
DeMar's gone.
Yeah.
And Spencer's kind of gone. A surprise, Spencer.
So, I feel like, obviously, Ed's gone. He probably should have been gone before now. DeMar, I wasn't surprised, but I wish, like, I want DeMar to be in Paradise because I feel
like
there's
him.
A whole DeMar that we didn't get to see.
Yeah.
And I want more of him because I think he's really cool.
I agree.
Spencer will also be one that I bet would be on Paradise because what's weird about Spencer is he started out
he came in hot. Came in hot.
And I thought, like, oh, he's going to make it really far. Like, he's a favorite. And then he just kind of faded away into the sunset and he's
gone. I don't
think
we ever really saw him again.
No, not since literally like that first week. So I think Ed for sure should have gone. DeMar, I wasn't that surprised. But I would have thought that Noah should have left or even Blake and maybe Spencer should have stayed and she would have given another shot to see if she liked him. I was surprised.
Yeah, yeah. So we did some investigating while we were watching. Not you, but me and my crew.
I'm not a member of Evan's crew.
Do you guess what time it was when the rose ceremony ended?
Probably like 4 in the morning or
something.
It was 4
a.m.
Was it really?
So DeMar had on a watch.
Oh my God.
And when he hugged Tayshia, we paused it and kind of like were able to see on the hands that it was 4 in the morning.
That's weird that I guessed it exactly.
That's kind of weird. I think you peeked at my notes.
I didn't peek at your notes. I don't even think I could read your notes if I tried.
That's true.
To be honest.
Because I wrote them in Slavic.
Right, yeah, that's it. It looks like you wrote them in shorthand, honestly. But the only reason I guess that is because I've heard and I've seen interviews before where they say rose ceremonies literally last like all night. We see 10 minutes, but the cocktail party itself lasts like hours.
Yeah.
Because in real, we see like a minute or two, but in real life, she's spending like 20 to 25 minutes with each guy alone.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're there for hours before the rose ceremony even comes. But I have a huge gripe with the rose ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
JoJo did not come in to say, this is your final rose tonight.
Yes.
That's the line. It's never not been said, ever.
She gave them the say your goodbyes and all that jazz. But, yeah, she forgot one of the key elements.
Stupid.
And honestly, missed opportunity to do the get out right now.
No. Oh, my God.
The JoJo thing.
I hear
you.
I understand.
You guys know.
But, I mean, what a miss. Like, that's...
Plenty of misses.
Poor Chris Harrison was probably devastated. She ruined it.
I think it proves that no one can replace him.
No one can replace him.
So
ever.
Maybe it's harder than it looks, though.
To say two things?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Look, I have trouble saying things all the time.
He has perfected it. That is accurate. That is accurate.
Okay, so we have 7 left. We are down to 7 people. And we learned that next week is going to be hometowns, which feels like a quick jump.
Well.
But maybe that's because.
It's also 2 nights.
Ah, that's true. That's
so
true.
And it's not really that big of a jump.
They're
it's actually
that tent.
2 nights in a row. So we're gonna have like elimination of the 3 to get it down to 4 for hometowns. Then we're gonna have the men tell all, and then we're gonna have hometowns next week. Next week's a lot.
Wait, men tell all is also next week?
Did you watch the preview?
I did, but I didn't understand it.
Okay, so yes. How next week's gonna go is it's Monday night and Tuesday night, and that will include the men tell all. It will also include for just Tayshia, they don't get to do one for Claire. than it will in, which I was curious.
No one wants that.
I was just curious if they would or not, but it'll be the mental all. It'll be the eliminating of three. It'll be the elimination of Noah, Blake, and who else? And probably Riley, to be honest, in my opinion, to get down to the final four. And then there'll be hometowns. There's a lot of stuff going on next week. I also am really curious how hometowns work since they aren't allowed to leave. Are they virtual hometowns where they just do Zoom dates, or does the family have to quarantine? But how can they monitor that?
I think they have to quarantine, and I don't know. I'm sure they're going to test them
how
a
do
lot.
They travel?
Look, man, I don't know.
Because if you're not allowed to travel to go and date somewhere else, how are you allowed to travel to go to hometowns?
I actually think this is the thing I'm the most interested about.
Yeah, I am very interested, especially because they didn't show any like previews for hometowns.
Yeah.
Which they normally do.
Because I figured they would scrap together dates, and they've been trash for most of the year.
They've been trash.
But like, this is the one thing I was like, okay, how is this going to work?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be...
It needs to be virtual?
No, I think they're going to actually do it. I think they're going to go. I think they're...
How?
I think the families have been, at the very least, like quarantined for 2 weeks and then tested. And
maybe they probably had to be tested because there's no other way they would know for sure.
Yeah.
And I bet they drove instead of flew. They either got like a private plane or they drove. There's no way they flew.
They definitely had private transportation.
Interesting.
Maybe they'll just like sit far apart out in the backyard.
I guess it's so weird.
I kind of hope it's social distanced.
So I hope they have to wear masks.
Like, I hope it's as weird as it can possibly be.
It's so awkward. Because
that's what
I think Tayshia's getting screwed out of being a bachelorette. Like, this is such a stupid season to be on, because all of the perks of being the bachelorette,
you don't
get. I would
say yes if it, but she's going to find the love of her life in Ivan. So like, she didn't really get screwed.
Okay. All right. Fine.
So anyways, also another potential love of her life might be Ben.
I pick Ben. Ben's my number one guy.
So this is a big Ben ep.
So Ben finally gets his one-on-one, which I say finally, but apparently it's been a week, so what the hell do I know about time?
Yeah, but you know nothing.
So Ben gets his one-on-one. It was kind of an aimless, like...
I don't know what they
what
were
did they even do?
Scavenging for.
They weren't really looking for
anything. They were really
anything.
Just going to, like different spots of the La Quinta and just, like, kind of putzing around there for a little bit.
Yeah, it didn't really feel like anything
this was,
really happened.
I actually think this was one of the most, like, we give up dates.
It was, yeah. So the day
maybe
was,
to be outdone by the next one, but we'll see.
Yeah, so it was kind of weird. But then they had like, you know, their dinner/not dinner and their, you know, time to talk and chat. And Ben like really opened up, and he's already opened up about his eating disorder and how that shaped into him being kind of this, I don't know if he's a bodybuilder, but kind of
fitness
super
guy.
Fitness conscious person that he is now. But he also really opened up to talk about some really dark depression that he went through and how he actually had two suicide attempts in 2018 and 2019, which I don't even think applaud is strong enough to say.
Oh, is that when the year was? I thought it was when he was 18 and
no,
when he
said
was
in
19.
2018 and 2019.
Oh, shit.
So like really not that long ago.
Oh shit.
So he, unless I misheard, but I really think that's what they said.
Well, let us know.
Well, either way.
Email us.
And he said it was interesting. Like, he said his sister saved his life. And, like, I mean, that is a huge thing to open yourself up to and to be so public about. I mean, you know this is going to be on camera. And I'm really impressed that he was open to sharing these things so publicly, because that is that's a really dark thing, and that he has come to, come out on the other side of it, and he's excited to share that.
Yeah. I feel like ever since we talked with Blake about the kind of progression and advancement of mental health in this show, like, it's shown up every single week.
Oh, yeah. By far, these are the most mature, I would say, and like, contestants, men on the show that, mm-hmm. and the most open and the most, I don't know, talked about mental health and other issues. Like, I've never seen a season of this show where things are talked about like this,
mm-hmm.
This much, other than a one-off thing here or there. So it's really kind of incredible and eye-opening. So, I mean, a lot of these people end up going on to be social media influencers, and I feel like we don't really get to see who they are and, like, what their story and what their past has been. So I think it's really great that we're encouraging, you know, people to open up.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I was kind of disappointed by, and I'm not saying it was on her, it might have been on editing, was we really didn't get to see a reaction from Tayshia. All we heard her say was like, yeah, I hear you. Thanks for sharing that. Okay, great. Here's the rose. And I like to think that Tayshia actually had a deeper conversation with him about it.
Oh, totally. There's no way but she I was think just it like,
sucked
thank
they,
you for telling me.
I think it sucked they didn't show that because it made her look bad. And I actually saw a lot of flack that people were giving her on Twitter last night saying that she didn't respond very well. And it's hard because of editing, but I think that's they really should have shown more of her reaction and more of the conversation that I'm sure came from that. Because it was weird to have him open up and show the whole thing. And then she was like, thanks. Like it was just did you notice that?
I didn't really think twice about it because I guess I'm used now to how these edits work. And none of it was like, yeah, I thought it was short, but I was like, oh, they probably just cut out a bunch of it. So they can get to this lame country singer that no one knows who's got a...
So moving into that, who is he?
Who's Adam Hambrick?
I've literally never heard of him.
What?
So he wasn't on the singing show?
No, he was not.
That's what I was wondering. Listen to your heart.
No, he was not on the singing show.
I have no idea who it is. I mean, his voice was good.
Eh, it's whatever. Not my jam. One thing that did happen, though...
Yes, yes. We need to talk about
and
this.
They just kind of like threw this
I rewound
in there.
It three times.
And she said,
I truly love Ben. And I rewound it because I thought maybe I missed it. And she said, I'm truly falling in love with Ben, which is probably what she really said. And they probably like cut the words or something. But I rewatched that part like three times because I'm like, she couldn't have said that. We glazed right over it.
Yeah.
And then like her like talking over it was like her voiceover was like, yeah, I really am falling in love with Ben. And I was like, wait, are we falling or are you saying you truly love him as a person? Like, are you in love with him? It was weird.
Yeah.
That's usually a much bigger moment. And I was confused.
Yeah. The editing did a bad job of showing Tayshia responding to the conversation and highlighting that she might be in love with one of the people.
Yeah, that was insane. But I mean, I'm happy. I hope she is because Ben's my number one and I love him. But it was weird.
He's a two for me.
You meant like he's a two. And I was like, you're an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
no.
He's a 10 and we all know it. Evan, God. Oh, yeah. Ivan's your number one boy.
Yeah. Okay. So we move on to the group date.
Yeah.
Which from like a just which I don't even know where to start with this because it was so clearly not a real lie detector test.
No, it was so stupid. And it was like, I appreciate that they didn't have to like take their clothes off or do degrading things, but it was so dumb. I think the only way this date would have been better is if all of the questions were like funny.
Yeah.
So then it didn't matter and it was just like silly.
And
but
like
it got too serious and she took it way too seriously, some of the like answers.
She took it way too, like she was believing in it and she was like, oh, that kind of concerned me about, you know, so-and-so. And, like, the thing was just a freaking screensaver on a laptop.
I mean, it was a literal joke. So it talked about, okay, so Zax, it said, like, have you ever cheated on anybody? And he answers yes immediately. And she's like, oh, my God, this is terrible. Then Brendan goes, and she's like, are you ready for me to meet your family? And he's like, yeah. And the thing went off. And he's like, no.
He was legit
nervous,
too.
He was nervous.
Yeah. And I also feel like he was the one who, like, kind of believed in the lie detector test the most.
I agree.
He's like, oh, maybe I am nervous.
And then Riley was like, is your name Riley? And he was like, no. But then he said his actual name and they're like,
later
is that your name?
Yeah.
And he was like, this is my name. And it was like, you're wrong. It was just so weird.
Yeah.
I think they must have already known and they purposely rigged it to do that.
I would think so.
Because I don't believe that this was true at all. And who was it? I can't remember. Was it Riley who was like, I don't do these. I don't believe in them. Yeah.
No, it was because he's an attorney. And he's like,
he was
my
like, these don't work. And I know that. So I don't do them. And I was like, thank God someone said that because these are stupid.
So after the dumb lie detector test, they all reconvene for the cocktail party.
So she confronts all of the concerns she had.
Yes.
The first one is Zach, and she's like, I will not tolerate cheating. And Zach goes on this whole thing about like, yeah, it was my first girlfriend. And, you know, I started French kissing another girl. And then he goes on to end this, and she's like freaking out. And he goes on to be like, in the sixth grade. And she's like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
Which to be fair, like Bolaramas, it's hard not to make out with people.
And as soon as he said that, I was like, this clearly wasn't recent. I think we're okay here.
Do you think he's lying?
No, I don't think he's lying.
Let's get him on the lie detector test and find out.
I don't think he's lying. I mean, he answered yes to the cheating. And like, if there was a different story than that, he would have just said no. Like, I feel like he would have just said no. So no, I don't think he's lying.
Yeah, potentially. And then this is where we get the really big Riley open up part.
So, okay, so the Riley open up was strange because I'm not diminishing his opening up, but I feel like he said a lot, but also didn't say much at all.
I think it's
at
well,
once.
Again, that could be editing, but I think that's more of a testament to the situation that he is in or came from. Like, I think it's a very kind of muddy, rocky situation. And, like, he probably still isn't fully comfortable talking about it yet. And that's why it seemed a little bit of a fractured narrative.
Probably. Okay, so give the overview on what he said.
So, I'm probably going to get this wrong. But he
You're
had,
hoping I would say.
He had sort of this falling out with his family, specifically his father. And he kind of preempted it with, like, his father was his best friend growing up and all these types of things.
And he ultimately changed his name because he was named after his father, and after their falling out, he didn't want to have that name anymore.
Yeah, and there ended up being some sort of rough patch there. And there was a custody battle, and I guess he phrased it as a way that, like, the father took something that wasn't his, which is basically, like, taking full custody of the kids, not being able to... We obviously don't know the full situation.
That's the thing. I think it was mostly because he was kind of being facetious in the way he was describing the whole thing, which is fine, and that's his right, but I think it was hard to kind of figure out exactly what he meant. He also alluded to the fact that his dad treated his mom really badly. Mm-hmm. Not sure if that is, like, an abuse thing or, like, emotionally, physically, or just in their relationship, but he made it pretty clear that he didn't appreciate how his dad treated his mom for whatever that meant to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what I mean. Like, obviously that's a lot, but also I feel like he didn't really say any of it.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of just alluded to a bunch of things. So it was kind of a confusing open up.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's probably not enough time in the parameters of the show to fully
get
it. So we just have to deal with what we're dealt.
Which, that's fine. It is what it is. Life. Everyone should share that's what they life. Want to share. Okay, so then Ivan's fallen.
Oh, yeah.
Ivan's fallen hard.
And I don't think...
So is Evan. Evan's falling hard for Ivan as well.
It's the name. It's so close. It's just a slight change of the letters.
I'm saying it now. If Ivan or Ben, if one, whichever one does not end up with her, it needs to be the Bachelor.
Oh,
1,000%. Like, I know Matt is the Bachelor now, but, like, needs to be, like, another Bachelor. Because Ben and Ivan are both... It's going to ruin everything.
Is this going to ruin the flow?
Yeah, it's going to ruin the flow. But Ben and Ivan are both such great guys, and they're both so likable and have great personalities. So one of them's got... This is ruining everything, Matt. Jeez.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. The whole timeline.
Everything's ruined. And also,
you know,
like,
what? It had to happen, though.
No, I know. I know. Although, Ivan... Could have
Ivan's gonna. I look honestly. If I'm
or
being
Riley.
Honest, Ivan's too good for this show.
You always say that about everybody,
and they usually are.
I mean,
not that
fine.
Not that this show is like.
Don't diss the show.
No one's above it per se, but
except for Evan, apparently.
I think there because I can't get on.
Right, exactly.
But I think there are certain people who are like, no, you should be out in the real world and not on a reality show.
Yeah, it could
be. You're a gem of a human, and, like, go find it in a human way.
But these people can't find it, and that's the problem, Evan.
He'll find it.
Do you consider dating apps a human way?
No.
Evan says, as he uses dating apps. Okay, so then you're
not
here to judge the people who find it in the non-human way of The Bachelor, are you?
You're right.
I know. I'm right. You love it when I'm right. Ugh. Anyway, but back to the ruining of the schedule.
Yeah.
So next summer, when COVID's over and everything is back to normal and Bachelor in Paradise comes back.
We're all vaccinated.
Everyone's vaccinated. Bachelor in Paradise is going to have so many seasons to choose from.
Here's what they should do. They should change
what
the location.
They
should change the location and go and film on two separate islands that are close in proximity to each other. And it's just going to be double the cast that you normally have.
Mm.
But there's inter-island
Interesting.
Movement. So
Interesting.
Some people go from one to the other, but then also new people come in.
Hmm. Okay.
So that's a way to kind of pack in all of the personalities we've had over the past however many years this has been.
Yeah, I agree. I like that. I'm curious how they really are going to do it, though, because it's a lot of people to choose from. If they'll just choose the same amount of people or, like, it'll be something bigger. I just want it to come back. I freaking love Bachelor in Paradise. I love it so much.
I think the alternative might be that some of the people who go on who have been removed for a couple of years, so we'll say like your, or people who keep showing up, like your Chris Butowski's, or I don't know if that's his last name or not.
Chris Bukowski.
Bukowski, whatever. Or like people like Clay, or people are going to show up again, like Nicole.
Yeah, like Nicole's in a serious relationship.
I think they're kind of done. I think they're going to enter in this new generation.
New people. I think it's fine. We don't need to have people calling on 3, 4, 5 different seasons of this show.
Plus, I don't know half of them, so it makes it easier for me.
These are just people you know. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. Okay. That's the episode. Let's. So you said you think your final four
Final four is Ivan, Ben, Brendan, and Zach.
I have the same one. Just to be different, though, I'm going to put Riley in instead of Zach.
Okay.
I did think going into this episode that it was going to be a rougher run for Zach because of the previews. Too. But obviously...
He just is an emotional guy.
Yes.
They showed him crying a lot, which he did cry a lot.
He also is looking more and more like Matthew McConaughey each week.
I completely agree.
And this was Interstellar McConaughey, where he's... Especially with all the tears and stuff.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He's looking more like Matthew McConaughey every scene he's in, really. But calling it right now, your number one guy is...
Ivan,
and my number one guy is Ben.
We should put a wager on this.
Should we?
If one of those guys win... So if Ivan wins,
I'm honestly
something.
So torn because, like, They're can totally see people. It being Ben or Ivan, and honestly, maybe even Brendan.
Yeah.
Like... I don't know. I can't tell.
We'll kind of figure out a wager.
We'll do a wager, yeah.
If you guys have ideas of how we should wager this, send them our way.
Bats Please
Pod at Instagram.com.
What? No,
Bats Please Pod at Twitter.com.
God, you're so annoying with us every single time.
And Bats Please Pod at gmail.com. But first, before we get to that stuff, we have some roses to give out.
Of course we do.
I'll let you go first.
Thanks. Let's see. Okay, so my first rose is the red herring rose that I gave to Spencer because I really feel like we're gonna have something similar here.
I wanted same person but different longer explanation.
Okay, I really feel like they set it up like he was gonna be a big person this season, like their relationship was gonna go really far and that he was gonna be a big point of drama, and they really built that up, and then he was like super irrelevant to the season and is gone. So to me, red herring rose, Spencer.
Okay, so I'll get my Spencer one out of the way, and originally I was thinking along the same lines as you. So at first I was like, maybe I'll give him the Pete Buttigieg rose because he came in, Pete kind of won Iowa but sort of didn't, so like he came in hot and then sort of just fizzled out. But I'm going to give him the Los Lonely Boys rose.
Okay.
Do you remember the song Heaven by the Los Lonely Boys?
I don't know that.
Oh, my God. Okay. I don't even know if we're allowed to play this in the air.
Probably
but guess
not.
What? We're going to do it anyways.
I'm highly confident you're not.
You know that song.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, I definitely
do. Okay. So now that you know that song. So when that song came out, I was like, these guys are going to be around forever. They are going to be in the conversation of great music for the rest of my life, for as long as I live. And then I never heard from them again. And I was so sad.
Interesting.
And I kind of expected the same thing from Spencer. Not that, like, I was upset that he was gone because I didn't care for him, but I thought he was going to be around. I thought he was going to be around.
Okay, so
he
same
came
wavelength.
He came in with a heaven-like
so
performance.
Hot. Yeah.
And then
he did.
Exited. Just like that.
So we had very similar wavelengths. You just took a way longer detour to get to the same exact thing I said.
I wanted this to be a pulpit to bring back Los Lonely Boys.
Okay, great. Perfect. Well, you've made your plea.
All right.
My second one will require some explanation because you're not going to know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So the next one, I said the Lucas Scott rose, which you're giving to Noah. So you've never seen One Tree Hill?
No.
Okay. So Lucas Scott, main character of One Tree Hill, in the beginning, if you haven't seen it, well, it's not really that big of a spoiler because it's like the first season. But Lucas, who's played by Chad Michael Murray.
Yes,
okay,
I know him.
He really likes this girl, Peyton. And she kind of goes back and forth and she doesn't really like him back. And he is like all in on her. And then one night they're at a party or whatever, and she's like, okay, I'm gonna hook up with him, more out of like anger and like other stuff, not really because she wanted to. And so she was like, we're just gonna hook up, it's fine. And he all of a sudden was like, this is the best thing that ever happened, I want to be in a relationship with you, like I want just be me and you, like an exclusive relationship, blah blah blah. And she was like, whoa, like
slow down, partner,
that is not what's happening here, like I think you're confused. And that is what I thought of when Tayshia was, when Noah's popping Tic Tacs and Tayshia was like, whoa, like that, you're really, you need to relax. So that's where my brain went.
Next podcast, I'm going to pop a bunch of Tic Tacs. I almost said TikToks.
I'm going to pop a bunch of TikToks.
And you have to guess.
Evan's going to do TikToks.
By the smell of my breath, how many I took. So okay. Look forward to that next week. Okay. The last rose I'm giving is, of course, going to our main man, Bennett, the Terminator Rose.
Oh, okay.
I'll be back.
And since Tayshia can't decide, we'll just give him our rose.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we didn't actually talk about that, but
in the last minute
of the episode, Tayshia gets hit by a door, and she, like, really got hit by the door. I was kind of alarmed. And then Bennett shows up, and he's like, I couldn't leave with how we left things. Like, I genuinely feel really bad because I don't want you to think I was questioning you. And also, oh, by the way, I'm in love with you. And she was like, oh, my God, I just don't know how to process this. Like, I can't decide. And to me, it really felt like she was, like, not excited about this. And then in her confessional, she was like, he just said everything that's ever mattered and all this stuff. And I was like, she said something about, like, I've never had someone tell me they love me when it was the only thing that mattered. Something really dramatic. And I was like, wait, so she's into this?
Yeah, she was. And I was kind of surprised because, again, is him coming back questioning her integrity?
Right. Exactly.
By Tayshia's transitive theory of integrity, I think, I don't know, maybe that is.
She also said, I've always wanted someone to show up for me like this. And he did that.
Yeah.
But if everyone you send home does this, then you're setting a really bad precedent and no one will ever go home.
Yeah. And it kind of happened last season, or at least with Peter, with Alea. Or did he bring her back? Or did she just come back?
No, she just came back.
Okay, yeah. So I
forgot about that.
It was like she was there and then gone and then gone again. Do you think Bennett has staying power this time? Because I guess he might make the final four. I don't know.
I forgot about this. I don't know because I would have said no when he first showed up, but then seeing how she reacted and how weirdly it struck her in like an emotional way,
yeah.
I was like, shoot, maybe he will stay?
I think that she has stronger relationships with the remaining people there anyways.
I agree.
I think the final four for both of us is still more likely than Bennett being involved in any of them.
But you might like have a date or something with him this week to like for sure feel it out.
Yeah. And I'm glad he's back.
I am too.
He's a goofball.
He's so entertaining. He's a goober. God. He's hilarious.
He's very self-aware that he's different from everyone else. And
I appreciate someone who's self-aware though.
And he just seems like a entertaining, interesting guy to be
around. I'd love to hang out with him in a not filmed setting to see if he actually acts the way
he acts.
Or if it's like a little bit for show. Because I think it's like a character. I think a lot of it's him, but I do think that there's some of it that is kind of a character he's portraying. So I would love to hang out with him and see him outside of the setting.
True.
Time will tell.
If you guys need to hit us up, Allison, how can they do that?
You can send us an email at batchpleasepod@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram, Twitter @batchpleasepod and let us know what you think or if you have any thoughts or questions.
Give us a call at 555-ROSE. Allison is on the phone at all times.
Yep.
Call her any point at night.
Yep, 4 a.m. Just when the rose ceremony
probably,
ends.
Yeah, either watching rose ceremonies or TikToks, one of the two.
Maybe both. Who knows?
Thanks for being on this journey with us.
And we'll see you guys next week when it is a double night feature of The Bachelorette. So get ready for that.
And we might throw in some Masked Singer talk. We're getting hooked on it.
Now that Evan's forcing me to get into Masked Singer.
Don't be surprised if our new podcast, Mask Please, comes out, which is not only a COVID, guideline.
It's COVID safety and it's also promoting the show. So
it's, yeah. So
two for one.
Sponsored by the CDC. So we'll see you next week. Bye.